It's time to reclaim control, not just of your law firm, but of your life. Welcome to the Law Entrepreneur Podcast. Discover how early adopters are leveraging cutting-edge legal tech and early adoption strategies to lead the industry while embracing work-life balance. Unlock the secrets to a thriving law practice and a balanced, happy life with the Law Entrepreneur Podcast.
Hey there, fellow law entrepreneurs. Welcome to episode 410. Got 10 new episodes in the 400 series. I'm Neil Tyra, your co-host today with my good friend, Sam Malai. Sam, welcome. Welcome. Let's make it happen today.
It's been a while. It's been 5 minutes since we recorded the last episode.
That's inside baseball knowledge. People don't know that.
All right, let's do it. So we are continuing the amazing series of the 10 years of brutally honest lawyer advice in 30 minutes. We decided to split this into two episodes because we wanted to make sure to go deeper than just try to get through it just for the sake of going through lists. Right, Neil?
Yep, exactly.
All right, let's continue. Exactly. Number five is surviving your first year and then what they didn't teach you in law school. For our young lawyers who are just recently became a lawyer or thinking about becoming a lawyer, This point will be really important for you. What to expect, what not to expect, what to focus on. So let's talk about that. Neil, any advice for newly fresh lawyers who are joining the Lawyer Network?
Well, for sure. You know, if you've been a listener of this podcast for some time, you'll know that that was the entire reason that I started the podcast in the beginning, is to discuss what they didn't teach you about running a business in law school. And the fact of the matter is that they didn't teach you anything about running a business. Now, that's changed a little bit over the years, and there are some law schools that are doing a better job of it than others. But mostly, the responsibility of teaching you what to expect your first year falls upon bar associations or private entities. As I said, the law schools aren't really addressing that to any degree. So what to expect your first year? Well, if you are in a solo practice or a small firm, you're working for yourself, it's going to be completely different than your associate working in a big firm. So we're not talking about being an associate in a big firm or a medium-sized firm. We're talking about being a solo practitioner or being part of a small firm in which you are a principal in that firm. So the first thing you have to recognize is that first year is going to be tough. Okay? It's not going to be easy. And you're not going to make a lot of money that first year. In fact, I'd venture to say if you break even, you know, you are outperforming 90% of those in a similar position. Okay, because it's easy to hang that shingle up. It's easy to open the doors and say you have a law firm, which you do, but it's harder to get it off the ground and grow it. And so people spend way too much time focusing on things that aren't important. Now, again, it's a lot different now than it used to be 10, 15, 20 years ago when I was getting started. The idea that you could start your law firm from the kitchen table, just that wasn't a reality. It is now. The idea that you'll be using virtual assistants and part-time employees to leverage your expertise, that wasn't available. It is now. And so there's a number of different things that can smooth the experiences that you're going to have in the first year. And I remember one of the early guests said, "No, you know, in the beginning, you got a lot of time and very little money. So you need to use that time wisely to learn how to generate more money."
Neil, you made such amazing points. I'm going to unpack a couple of the points you made, a couple of my own. Yeah. From what I've seen, you know, as Neil shared, don't try to make money in your first year. It's the wrong goal. Because if you focus in on that, you're going to do a lot of things without building the foundation. And if you don't build the foundation, you're always going to be trying to put up the sticks to make something stick. And it doesn't work that way. So the foundation is learning, education, knowing what works, knowing what doesn't work, knowing who to partner up with, who are the right vendors, who not to partner up with, the traps, all that stuff. All that comes down to good education, having good resources that can help you kind of save on all those mistakes a lot of other people make. these days, it's really easy to start a law firm, but it's really hard to grow one. So anybody can go create a website, set up the Google My Business, get a logo from Fiverr and do all those things. But a lot of people spend too much time on that part, which is all the branding, all that stuff that is relatively easy. The hard stuff is generating clients. And that ultimately is what matters initially in your first year, knowing how to generate clients, how to create content to be able to attract the right clients, how to know how to run ads for you to be able to generate prospects for your funnels. It's all about that. So well worth to invest in a program that can show you the ways, show you what works. You save a couple of years. So you save a lot of time and a lot of money trying to figure out on your own. Just join a program that will give you that leg up and you'll be far ahead of your peers. The other thing that I would say also is seek mentors. Seek mentors, follow people who have already done it, become good friends with them, be a contributor to their life. Don't just be somebody who just says, hey, can I pick your brain? Can I grab coffee with you? Instead, create value for them, share something with them, you know, talk to them instead of just, you know, making a one-way relationship, and just be prepared for a learning curve and just embrace those challenges. Because again, your first year is the foundation. If you set up the right foundation, then everything else will be easy on the back end.
And let me do a little self-serving promotion here, because again, I'm going to say back in the day, and the day wasn't that long ago, we didn't have things like the Lawyer Club or My Legal Academy, something that Sam has put his heart and soul into for several years now. And, you know, if you're going to spend money on anything, I would spend it there, because you're going to get the benefit of untold decades of experience that have been distilled into these two entities, Lawyers Club and My Legal Academy. And it's going to make your life that much easier. And one of the hard things for me when I was going through this was to recognize that somebody else's approach that's demonstrated and proven was better than what I thought I needed to do. And it's when I finally said, you know what I'm doing isn't really working the way I want it to. Let me just go along and learn what I can and take what feels right to me and apply it. That's when I started to have some success. So, you know, it's right there in front of you. You're listening to this podcast. It's right there in front of you. Don't be afraid to take advantage of it.
Yeah, as Anil said, be resourceful. Again, we have Lawyer Club. If you just go to joinlawyerclub.com, we have every source you could possibly ever imagine when it comes to law firm growth, literally everything under the sun. You know, in the past 5 or 6 years, in the past 10 years that I've been, you know, creating my own law firms, been able to create all these resources to scratch my own itch. And then since 4.5 years ago, we started our program, sharing those resources, people telling us, hey, do you have this resource? Going quickly, creating those, giving back to the community, or somebody in the community create something. I take that, fine tune it, share it back to the community. So we have all that instead of Lawyer Club. And if you're just trying to take a shortcut to sustainable growth, then that's what My Legal Academy does, which is we provide law firm growth implementers. And we have these people who come set up all the systems for you that help you hire, to help you set up social media ads for you to be able to generate clients. And it's a huge leg up for anybody who's looking to grow. All right. The next point, it's point number 6, is the downside of perfectionism. Neil, how's that a hurdle for lawyers?
Yeah. So I've told this story many times before. I'd always wanted to start video content marketing, creating a YouTube channel and generating videos, because it was perfect for the practice area that I was in working in. But I never actually turned the camera on because everything wasn't perfect. I didn't have the perfect camera. I didn't have the perfect lighting. I hadn't lost the 10 pounds I wanted to lose. I didn't have a perfect content calendar. And just, I kept waiting to establish the perfect system. And as a result, I never got started. It was, you know, dead on arrival. it was only, I had a mentor or a friend whose entire business is built on video content marketing, and said to me very simply, turn the damn camera on. It doesn't matter. Done is better than perfect. And you'll improve along the way. Your first few videos, they're going to be terrible. Okay. Just like your first few podcasts are going to be terrible. But along the way, you're going to learn and you're going to get better at it. And if you wait for something to be perfect, it's never going to happen. You're never going to be able to get momentum and get things started. So you gotta start that ball rolling downhill and chase after it as it starts to pick up speed.
I feel very strong about this, so much so that I'm writing a book called Done is Better Than Perfect. Literally, as right now as you speak, I'm working on it right now. And what was my trigger for this kind of mentality of done is better than perfect was when I was kind of contemplating what I should do. I was working at a law firm and I was pretty miserable. And until I met somebody, one of my friends from law school, who was 1 year ahead of me, and he started his law firm. And he pretty much shared with me that, I just started my law firm last year. No, it's working. I'm getting some clients. I'm making money from it. And I realized I'm like, this guy's not perfect. Mm. If he can, so can I. And even though it may not be the amazing law firm that I may imagine, at least let me just start it. Then done has been the perfect kind of mentality. Let me just start it and see where it goes. And that really started the journey for me is, again, that kind of mindset is done, it's better than perfect. I just start and then build a momentum that way. And perfectionism hinders progress.
Incremental improvement is the key here. Get whatever it is, whatever project you're doing, whatever goal you're trying to achieve, get it started and improve it incrementally along the way. A 1% improvement week to week, month to month, year to year, compounds upon itself. And so, yes, it's not going to be perfect in the beginning, but you're going to improve it each and every time you address the issue. And you're going to find that you create significant momentum in doing it that way.
Yeah. And for me, if I hit a hurdle and I really can execute something, which I'm usually executor, I'm just like doing it for just move things along. But if I really hit a hurdle, my last decision that I make is who can I delegate this to? And every time I've thought that way and I push myself to delegate, then I got that off my plate and I was able to get the result that I wanted. So always ask yourself is something that I've kind of been stuck at. In that case, your mindset should be who can I delegate this to get this made by the end of this week.
Yeah.
All right. Point number 7, the unseen benefits of mentorship. The value of having a consistent mentor, somebody who cares about you, who helps you and guides you along the path of where you want to go. So this is an ongoing theme, Neil, right? We've talked about this multiple times.
Yeah, we've mentioned it in a couple of different areas, and now it's time to kind of regroup and focus on what it is in terms of finding a mentor and working with them, not being afraid to change mentors. I mean, I went through several in different iterations. Some I was happier with than others. But you know what? In the end, what I discovered was there was always something to learn from one mentor. And there were times when, it's kind of like being a parent, Sometimes your kids don't realize how smart you are until they're, past being the point of being kids. And they go, oh, yeah, Dad was really right. I see that now. I think that's also true with mentors. You might think, that doesn't apply to me, or that doesn't feel right to me. And then you move on to another mentor, maybe, or move on to a different approach. And then something comes back around and you say, oh, you know what? Remember that first guy I talked to who suggested this was the way I should do things? Looks, I think actually now I can see the wisdom of doing that. So I think there's always something to be learned. A mentor, the most important thing is to find one that, inspires you, gives, you know, like a good coach in a sports team, you know, inspires you or coaches you up to be the best version of you that you can be. You know, sometimes it's more about, you know, the momentum and the energy than it is the specific advice. And you're going to translate that into discrete actions that then you can, as we said before, refine and improve upon step by step.
And these days, you could communicate with anybody in the world, and people are relatively open to be able to help other people. So all you have to do is find their Facebook, find their Instagram, find their email, and just send a nice email. Hey, been following your stuff, been listening to your stuff, love what you're doing. Just give a compliment. The other thing is, you know, don't just seek a mentor. Be a mentor yourself.
Yeah, that's good. Real, real important point, Sam.
Yeah, and usually, again, whatever you want in life, if you're the one that actually goes and creates it, that attracts the right kind of energy and the right value and the right karma, whatever you want to call it, back to you. So, you know, you need more help, go be a help. By doing that, not only do you grow professionally by sharing value, being a good teacher, being a good person, but you will see life will somehow find its way for that to come back to you. And something else that I've seen is a lot of people that need help don't seek out help. I've seen a lot of people's social medias that it's kind of like their social media profile is kind of blank, as much as I'm concerned about the fact that you are a lawyer, what type of lawyer you are, who you help. And a lot of people kind of struggle with putting themselves out there and being open to being helped. You know, if you want help, seek help. Put yourself out there. Don't be afraid. You know, again, life is short. If you're just going to try to hide under the weeds, you know, then life is boring. Put yourself out there.
And I will share that nothing is as instructive as being a teacher yourself. Okay, you want to really learn, you know, a particular area of your practice or your business operations, start to teach it to somebody else who is trying to develop the same level of skill. And you'll find in doing so, there's areas where you may not be as solid as you thought you were. And that gives you a roadmap for improving and learning, which we're going to talk about next. So don't underestimate the importance of being a mentor for your own growth and benefit.
Yeah, and again, we have the perfect platform for this.
Yeah.
Again, it's joinlawyerclub.com. We're going to keep pushing that until we get all of our listeners in there. Let's go to our next point, which is pretty related to our last point, is the importance of continuous learning and growing, kind of staying up to date with what's going on. Because guess what? Things are constantly evolving. And if so, more and more so over time with technology and AI and everything else that comes, that just brings about faster change. And what worked 3 months ago, 6 months ago, does not work. It's just the nature of the beast. Things are getting more and more saturated, more and more competitive. You really have to stay on top of these trends to know what is going on, what's working now, and just continue adopting.
Yeah, I've always prided myself in being someone who enjoys learning and continues to enjoy it. I mean, hell, I went to law school at 48. So, you know, there must be something about learning that intrigues me. But staying current is really important. You can, as you said, you're sometimes chasing the dog down the street because it's moving so quickly. But you just have to do your best to try and stay as current as you can. And also in professional development, when we talk about, you know, your legal skills, continuing legal education, I know in lots of jurisdictions, you have an ongoing requirement to participate in CLEs. You know, I see people who do that and they don't always pick the right ones, or they doing something that's convenient or nearby, or they think is going to be easy. You know, do something that's hard, do something that's new. You learn something and apply it to your own practice, even if it's not in a practice area. had a friend of mine who is a family law lawyer, but loves attending criminal law workshops and continuing legal education, just because that type of litigation skills or understanding of a different area of the law gives them a broader understanding of what they're offering from a family law perspective. So always be open to that kind of opportunity.
And the mindset is you can't lose money investing in yourself. You can't lose money investing in yourself. If there's a programmer thing out there, obviously you have to put in the work, put in the time at least, put in some effort to get the benefit from the program. But if you're willing to commit to that, then you really can't lose any money investing in yourself and from kind of in your personal growth.
And then, you know, I always thought that was a sales pitch. You know, when I would object to something on the basis of cost, the salesperson would say, but think of it as an investment. And I always thought that was a sales pitch until I started applying this to my own personal growth. Okay. You can't lose money investing in your own personal growth.
And I'll be raw. A lot of people who join our program is like, does this work? Well, I say it doesn't work if you're not willing to put in the work and put in the time to make this work. So the common denominator between, you know, for a program for who it works for is just comes down to the person. If you're willing to take it seriously, everything is there. The recipe is there. The formula is there. It just comes down to you. Again, be willing to kind of put your head down and just follow through. And for my legal academy, we kind of pride ourselves on being early adopters in everything that we do. Like, I'm one of the first lawyers to run Google Ads, first people to generate clients through funnels, setting up email automations, doing Google LSA, doing Facebook ads, TikTok ads, YouTube ads. We were always the first one to put it out there. I was always the first one to kind of do it, then share the results as quickly as possible in our program, and then share what works, what doesn't. We're still the frontier of what's working. We're constantly innovating. If there's any updates that come up, we're the first people to say, hey, TikTok ads is what's amazing right now, what's working really well right now. Again, all that is shared inside of our program at My Legal Academy. And again, we have law firm growth implementers that come set up these things for you. There's nothing that exists out there about constantly innovating about what's working right now and setting up those systems. All right. So just to continue this importance of continuous learning, the next episode, Neil, is the 5 marketing mistakes lawyers make and how to fix them. So if you really believe in the importance of continuous learning, the next episode is spot on those things. That I'm looking at the bullet points right now. They're the things that are really relevant for us right now as we're recording this in 2024. So if you want to know what isn't working when it comes to marketing, make sure to listen in on our next episode. We appreciate you. Make sure to share this podcast with one person that you're friends with. We really appreciate it. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Thanks ever so much.
Thanks for listening to The Law Entrepreneur. If you found value in the show, please rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you're listening. And don't forget to share the episode with a friend. It could help transform their life. To get access to a treasure trove of exclusive free resources for lawyers, go to joinlawyerclub.com. Again, that's joinlawyerclub.com. We'll see you on the next episode.